By and by, the old man died, and the widow was left alone. By George Everard. From Christian Living, 1881. I well remember the tenants of a humble cottage in a village in one of the eastern countries. The old couple who dwelt there had once known better days, but they were not left altogether without provision. They had an only son, who had risen to a position of competency, and he never neglected his aged parents. Very liberally did he contribute to their support, and spared nothing that would add to their comfort. By and by, the old man died, and the widow was left alone. She had one earthly comfort. She was able to rely with confidence on the kindness and affection of her son. Though she had little means of her own, she never feared that she would lack for anything so long as he lived. Shortly after her husband's death, her son wrote her a letter full of filial affection. He told her how deeply he felt for her, and then he promised that he would pay the rent of her cottage and send her amply enough for the supply of all her needs. If she ever had any special need or difficulty, he assured her that if she would only write and tell him, he would do all in his power to assist her. So the old lady lived upon her son and was without anxiety. She had no care about the future. She had received many tokens of her son's affection and knew that he loved her. She knew also that his means were sufficient and that she could trust his promise. So she lived happily and peacefully, relying entirely upon the care which her son had for her. The life of this aged woman seemed to me a sort of parable of the life which a Christian should lead. It seemed to me very clearly to illustrate the words of Paul. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The Christian, like this woman, has no resources in himself. He has no stock of grace. He has no strength to meet temptation. He has no means of providing the supplies needful for the journey of life. He is poor and needy, frail, weak, and helpless. He has nothing to call his own but sin and misery. But the Christian has one upon whose faithful love he can ever depend. He can say in his heart, "Christ has given me a sure token of his love. He laid down his life for my sake. He gave himself for me, and shed his precious blood to cleanse me from my guilt. He has brought me back after all my wanderings. He has taught me to love and serve him. He has heard my prayers and helped me hitherto, and can I doubt that he will help me even to the end?" The Christian knows that in Christ there is abundance of all that he needs. This woman could rely upon her son's affection, and she knew also that he had the ability as well as the will to assist her. The Christian also is persuaded that in Christ are to be found inexhaustible supplies. He has unsearchable riches of mercy, grace, and consolation. Reader, look unto Christ, and expect from him all you need. Look unto him for wisdom, to guide and direct you in the difficulties that beset your path. Look unto him for righteousness, that, in spite of all your unworthiness and many sins, you may ever have boldness and confidence before God. Look unto him for the continual power and grace of his blessed Spirit, the Comforter. You need to mortify sin and grow in holiness. And this you can only do as the Spirit empowers you. You need to have a clearer view of Jesus' love and an increase of faith day by day. And this too is given to you by his Spirit. It is the Spirit who testifies of him and who can perfect you in his likeness. And he has promised that the Spirit shall dwell with you and lead you into all truth. Look unto Christ to assist you and stand by you in the smallest and the greatest matters. Everything in earth and in heaven is in the hand of Christ. He can help us in matters that affect our present comfort. He can help us in the hour of death, when friends and kindred must bid us farewell. The one in whom we trust can never die. It is quite possible that the son might have died before the widow of whom I have been speaking, and then her prop and her stay would have been gone. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He was dead, yet he is alive forevermore. Though all earthly friends depart, though we are left alone without a human comforter near, yet Christ abides forevermore. If we trust in him, we can never be left desolate. Strive thus to live by faith on Christ continually.